Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset of my delegation, appreciate your hard work in preparing this draft, and my appreciation also goes to your team and the ISU. I think that this draft is well structured one and could be a solid basis for our discussions for the last 2.5 days. Considering the limited time and resources we have, my delegation thinks that we have to take more flexible and incremental approach without losing our optimistic views on the final outcome, as many other colleagues have mentioned it since the beginning of this review conference. We are ready to work constructively to reach a consensus on the final document to move forward the convention and to achieve progress on important areas. My delegation would like to make a general and preliminary comment as the headquarters is still reviewing the draft. I believe that this draft overall is written in a balanced manner, not only maintaining the balance of the final document of 8 REVCON, but also including several important elements based on what we have discussed. Specifically on part 3, my delegation welcomes that this draft includes decisions of establishing a mechanism for international cooperation and assistance under Article 10 and S&T review mechanism in principle. I think that we can further discussion on Section A based on the proposal made by United States this morning. Meanwhile, on Section B, as other colleagues already pointed out, my delegation also thinks that it needs more clarification on the difference between Scientific Advisory Board and Open-Ended Scientific Advisory Group. Also, echoing the comments of our colleagues from Philippines and Singapore, we support of paragraph 16 on the importance of simulation and tabletop exercises retained in the document. Lastly, we see that this draft does not reflect the importance of biorisk management in part 3. I think that part 2 and part 3 in the final report should be interlinked, and we propose that the text regarding the biorisk management standards also be included in Part 3 as the previous version did. I thank you, Mr. President.